spoke about the reason why Jesus was sorrow.
他看到玛利亚马大信心的软弱。
For he saw the weakness of Mary and Martha's faith.
他们没有办法承受这个，他们的信心没有办法承受他们的痛苦。
Their faith was not able to sustain their suffering.
因为这样，他们就看不清楚神。
Because of this, they were not able to see God clearly.
当一个人的信心没有办法衬托他的生命的时候，没有办法扶助他的生命的时候
，When a person's faith is unable to sustain their mindset,
你说他们可以看到神吗
？Do you think they can see God?
实际上是很困难的一件事情。
It's a very difficult thing to do.
当然在这个忧愁当中啊，我们还看到主耶稣的第二个忧愁的第二个他忧愁的原因
Amidst the sorrow of Christ we see there is another reason
我们看约翰福音
Turn to John
约翰福音第十一章
John 11
第三十三节
Verse 33
十一章三十三节
11:33
耶稣看见他哭并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭就心里悲叹又生忧愁耶稣看到玛利亚哭
When Lord Jesus saw Mary weeping,
因为玛利亚的信心不足
because of her inadequate faith,
马大还说，就是现在，我相信，我知道，你跟天上的神求什么，神就会被应允哦。
Even Martha remarked that even now, I know that when you pray to God in heaven, He will answer your prayer.
可是玛利亚根本就只有讲一句话。
But Mary only made one statement.
主啊，你若走在这里，我的兄弟必不死啊。
Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not be dead.
这是一种感叹。
This is a sign.
对耶稣来讲，这是一种感叹。
To Lord Jesus, this is somewhat of a sign.
所以耶稣说，他就心里悲叹，又生又愁。
And as a result, he felt sorrow.
那在这个事件当中啊，耶稣看到另外一群人。
Here we see there's another group of people.
这些人为什么哭？
Why were they also weeping?
这些人哭就真的是为了拉撒路哭的。
These people were weeping strictly for Lazarus.
因为拉撒路死了。
For he had died.
他们跟玛利亚、马大同哭。
And they were weeping together with Mary and Martha.
当耶稣看到这些人哭在一起的时候
，When Lord Jesus saw this group of people weeping together,
耶稣很忧愁。
Lord Jesus became sorrowful.
那耶稣为什么忧愁呢
？Why?
因为看到人的有限性。
For he saw the limitation of their faith.
不管我们人在这个世界上多么幸福
regardless of how fortunate we live in this world,
不过那个幸福不可能永远都能够存在的。
That fortune would not last forever.
这个就是世界上的人的空虚。
For this defines the meaninglessness of this life.
我们如果真的要了解人生
if we truly wish to understand life,
一定要去看传道书
then we must read the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书啊，是所罗门王写的。
This book was written by King Solomon.
当所罗门王写传道书的时候，他已经年老了。
By the time he wrote this book, he was advanced in age.
当神跟你讲
，When God told him，
你的国位不再永远存在的时候
，That his kingdom will not last forever，
你有什么想法
？What do you think is going through him？
神亲自跟他讲哦
，God told him personally，
你的国位。不再永远存在。
That your throne will not last forever.
神要帮十个支派留给别人。
God will take away 10 tribes to and give it away to someone else.
一个被宣判失败的人。
One who was declared to be a failure.
一个那么聪明的人。
One who was so smart.
他怎么看待他的人生？
How did he view his life?
为什么所罗门王要娶一千零一个太太？
Why did King Solomon have to marry 1,001 wives?
那是为了他的事业。
It was because of his career.
这里面很多都是政治婚姻。
A lot of it was because of political marriage.
那为什么他要这样做？
Why did he resort to these methods?
他为了他的国度实在是付出很多。
He had paid a huge price in order to bolster his kingdom.
可是他付出到最后啊，却得罪神。
But in the very end, he had antagonized God.
你去看传道书。
If you read Ecclesiastes.
他不知道未来谁要接他的位置。
He didn't know who was going to assume his throne.
他不知道接他位置这个人是聪明是笨是还是不还是愚笨的。
He had no clue whether his successor is going to be smart or foolish.
他说一切都是虚空的。
He said everything is vanity.
他拼了一生。
He worked so hard throughout his life.
用了神给他的智慧。
He fully utilized God's wisdom to him.
没有错，他拥有的东西是别人所没有拥有的。
And it's true, he possessed all the things that no one else has.
到头来是什么？
But in the end,
虚空。
Everything was vanity.
所以他为什么说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空的？
This is why he said vanity of vanities. Everything is vanity.
所罗门王这么聪明。
King Solomon was so wise.
他不知道别人是怎么失败的吗？
Doesn't he know how other people became failures?
他当然知道别人是怎么失败的啊。
Of course, he knew the causes of others' failures.
他当然知道扫罗王是怎么失败的啊。
He knew how King Saul became a failure.
他当然知道他爸爸所做过的事情啊。
He knew of his father's doings.
可是呢，他说，日头出来，日头落下，一切都在重来了。
But he says, sunrise, sunset, everything repeats itself.
他活了一生，他说，我跟别人一样。
After his entire lifetime, he remarked he was no different from others.
我跟我爸爸一样。
I'm just the same as my father.
我跟扫罗王一样。
I'm the same as King Saul.
原来都一样。
Everybody's the same.
原来哈，所以他说哈，到最后他的一个重点是什么
？So his final conclusion was,
原来在这个世界上啊，只有两件事是好的。
There is only two things in this world that's considered good.
第一件事啊，跟你的妻子快活度日。
First is to enjoy your days with your wife.
因为所罗门王连这个都没有享受到。
Because King Solomon didn't even enjoy this.
他说啊，他想要爬到那个屋顶上去住啊，他不要住在屋子里面了。
He said he'd rather go live on a rooftop than inside.
第二个，敬畏神。
Second is to fear God.
这个世界上只有这两个好。
There are only two good things in this world.
剩下都是虚空的。
Everything else is meaningless.
这个是人的有限性。
And this reflects the limitation of human life.
我们先不要谈说到最后你生命一定会结束了。
We don't even have to talk about in the end our life will come to an end.
你所拥有的这一切
，everything that we possess，
到最后等到我们年老的时候，给我们的意义是什么
？In the very end, what meaning do they bring to us？
我们要去思考。
We need to reflect on this.
我要当传道之前
，before I dedicate myself to become a preacher，
我不能说谎啊。虽然有些弟兄说传道你不要讲这个，我说哈。我不能说谎了，是就是，不是就不是。我不可以跟人家讲说我很喜欢当传道，所以我来当传道的。
I cannot lie and tell you, because I enjoy being a preacher. That's why I became a preacher.
我从来都不想要当传道的。
I never wanted to become a preacher.
我爸爸是半个传道。
My father was half a preacher.
我很了解传道是什么样子。
And I'm fully aware what a life of a preacher entails.
我的很多同伴从小就说，走，我们一起来当传道。
And when I was young, I had a lot of companions who said, "Let's go and become preachers."
我都跟他讲，我会祝福你们，我会为你们祷告，求主耶稣帮助你们。
And I would always say, "God bless you, and hope you have a good life."
你要带我当传道，门都没有，窗户也找不到。
And you want me to become a preacher? Don't even think about it.
我太了解传道的生活了。
Because I'm so aware of what that life entails.
不过后来啊，主耶稣一直催逼啊，所以我后来当传道。
But later on, because of the urging of Christ, I finally dedicated myself.
不过在当传道之前呢，我去问了一个以前曾经当过传道的学长。
But before I made that final decision, I went to seek the counsel of someone who also became a preacher.
我真的很诚心的去问他。
And I asked him because he used to be my elderly classmate.
我问他说哈，你以前是当传道的。
I asked him, you used to be, in the past you were a preacher.
后来你没有当传道。
But later you gave it up.
他在社会上有很大的成就。
He enjoyed high status in this society.
他没有当传道以后，他在社会上，你不是什么做很出名的，所以你在报纸上是看不到他的名字啊。不过他真的赚很多钱，他生活也蛮不错的。
Because after he gave up his life as a preacher, he attained pretty high social status and also made huge wealth.
我就问他了。
So I asked him.
你觉得你走到现在，你的人生走到现在
？That you progress your life until this stage.
如果说今天让你重新选择
，If you were able to make a new decision and go back,
你要当传道还是要当现在这个这样子职位？
Do you wish to become a preacher or doing what you're doing now?
我问了他两次。
I asked him twice.
第一次他没有回答。
First time he was silent.
经过几天，我记得我经过一个礼拜忘记，我又问了他一次。
A few days, maybe a week later, I asked him again.
说你一定要回答我。
You must answer me.
你觉得哪一项比较好
？Which one is better?
如果说今天重新让你选择，你要选哪一间
？If you can go, if you can go back and make and do your life over, what would you choose?
那个时候他就跟我讲。
And he told me.
如果让我再重新选择
if I could go back and make a new choice,
我年纪就这么大了
because I'm so old already.
其实我发现那个时候我应该选择继续当传道。
I discovered that I should have picked my career and continue on as a preacher.
他说啊，其实人生就是这样而已。
Because this is life.
他就说人生就是这样而已。
This is life.
他拼了一生，他说人生只有这样而已。
He worked so hard throughout his lifetime and said, "This is life."
人生就是这样吗？就是这样。
Such is life, nothing more.
人生有人生的有限性。
For there's a limitation to our lifetime.
等到我们年老的时候
，By the time we are old,
你发现你一生所努力的，对你来讲有什么意义
？You discover what meaning does your possession or your achievement bring to you.
如果说我们人生所做的只是在我们年轻的时候是有意义的
，If we everything that we work so hard for is only meaningful when we are young，
或者只是在我们退休之前是有意义的
，Or only meaningful right before our retirement，
或者只是在我还可以呼吸的时候是有意义的
，Or only meaningful while we're still breathing，
那这些它太没有意义了。
Then they are really meaningless.
因为有一天这个都会不见的。
For one day, all of these will disappear.
那人生在这个世界上可以追求的东西太多了。
Well, there are so many things we can pursue after in this lifetime.
人会死。
People will die eventually.
主耶稣看到他们在哭啊。
When Lord Jesus saw them weeping together,
主耶稣很忧愁。
He was very sorrowful.
这个就是人。
Because this is a fact of life.
在罪的世界活着的人。
The people who live in the sinful world.
其实主耶稣不爱我们吗？
Does Jesus not love us?
主耶稣就是天上的真神。
Jesus is God in heaven.
如果他不爱我们，他就不用来到这个世界上了。
If he doesn't love us, he doesn't have to come to this world.
主耶稣为什么来到这个世界上？
Why did Lord Jesus come to this world?
就是要改变人的现状。
In order to change the status quo.
当他亲眼看到这些人在那边哭啊。
When he saw firsthand, how these people weeping together.
这些人都是他爱的人。
These were a group of people that he treasured.
这些人在那边哭啊。
And these people were crying.
主耶稣很忧愁。
Lord Jesus was deeply
sorrowful. 这为什么我会来这个世界上的原因呢？
Is this the reason why I came to this world?
所以啊，我们哈，今天主耶稣已经为我们钉在十字架上了嘛。
And today, Lord Jesus has been crucified for us.
我们千万不要让主耶稣忧愁。
We mustn't bring any more sorrow to Christ.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书第十五章第十七节。
First Corinthians 15 verse 17.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍然在罪里。十八节。
18.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。十九节。
19.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。这句话真的是语重心长。
This is a really hit the nail on the head.
保罗跟当时的哥林多教的弟兄姐妹这样说。
Paul said to the Corinthian brothers and sisters,
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Christ did not resurrect,
你们的信就是徒然的。
Then your faith is futile.
人将永远会活在有限性里面，人的有限性里面。
People will continue to live in their limitation.
而且会在这有限性当中死亡。
And they will die within their limitation.
人仍然在最终。
For they are still within sin.
可是我们今天不一样啊。
But today we are different.
今天主耶稣已经为我们死了。
Lord Jesus had already died for us.
当时主耶稣看这些人在哭，他忧愁啊。
When Lord Jesus saw this group of people weeping, he was sorrowful.
因为这些人没有未来啊。
Because these people had no future.
所以他们哭嘛。
That's why they were weeping.
人没有办法改变自己的现状，所以他们哭嘛。
People cannot change. Cannot alter their present. That's why they are weeping.
如果他们可以让拉撒路不死，那个就不会就 OK 啦。可是问题是他们没有办法。
If they were capable in preventing Lazarus' death, then everything would have been okay.
可是现在拉撒路已经死了。
But now Lazarus is dead.
这是人的有限性。
This reflects human limitation.
今天可不一样了。
Today we're different.
主耶稣已经为我们死了。
For Lord Jesus had already died for us.
他已经复活了。
He is resurrected.
如果我们的眼光还是在这个世界。
If our focus is still on this world.
如果我们眼光还是把自己放在这个有限的世界里面。
If we merely limit our focus on this limited world.
那我们不是跟别人一样吗？
Then are we no different from others?
那不是跟这些犹太人一样吗？
Are we no different from these Jews?
当然，我们的亲人去世，我们一定会难过的了。
So naturally, we will be sad when our loved one pass away.
我在这个地方讲，不是说、哦、我们亲人去世，我们都不要难过，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that when our loved one pass away, we shouldn't be sad.
而是今天的基督徒要能够看透。
But rather, as today's Christian, we have to be able to break through.
要能够看透这个世界。
We have to transcend beyond this world.
借着耶稣看透这个世界。
Through Jesus Christ, we see beyond this world.
我们今天的生命不再一样了。
Then our life would be very different.
主耶稣已经将我们救离开那个限制里面。
For Lord Jesus Christ has delivered us away from the limitation.
今天一个基督徒不再被罪捆绑。
Today, as a Christian, we are no longer bounded by sin.
所以我们不要再进入这个罪里面。
So let's not go back into sin.
主耶稣都把我们救回来了。
For Lord Jesus has redeemed us.
为什么我们还要进去？
Why do we still want to go back?
各位啊，这是一个罪恶的世界啊。
Everyone, this is a sinful world.
真的是一个罪恶的世界啊。
A very wicked world.
你不要进去。
Let's not go in.
你进去就出不来。
If you go in, you cannot come out.
曾经啊，有一个弟兄。
Once there was a brother.
他是一个啊，他是中啊，他是某一个地方中医师工会的理事长。
And he was a the head board of a Chinese Medical Association.
那他的那个他的儿子也是一个医生，不过他儿子是西医。
And his son was a Western medicine doctor.
那他那个他本来啊是一个诚心拜佛的人。
And he used to be a Buddhist, a very fervent one.
不过他的生命也是很多彩多姿。
And he lived a very colorful life.
当然感谢神啊，他的女儿来信耶稣了。
But thank God, because his daughter came to believe in Christ.
他女儿就跟他讲，你要来信耶稣。
And his daughter told him that you have to believe in Christ.
然后他就没有办法决定。
And he could not make up his mind.
因为他的太太跟他讲说，他们应该要去追寻别的神。
Because his wife told him that they have to pursue for other gods.
可是呢，他的女儿就跟他讲，他应该来信耶稣。
And yet his daughter told him that he has to come believe in Christ.
他曾经来教会慕道过。
He had once been to a church to study the truth.
可是他真的，他不知道怎么决定。
But he really was at odds as to what to do.
因为他的儿子是在高雄当医生。
And because his son was being a doctor in 高雄。
啊，他就去啊高雄找他的儿子。
So he went to 高雄 to look up his son.
有一天呢，他就坐在他儿子的这个诊所，他儿子自己开诊所，在诊所的外面的椅子上坐在那边。
One day he was sitting in his son's clinic and in the patient waiting room.
他就看到很多病人这样走来走去，看到很多车子这样走来走去。
And he saw a lot of patients coming in and out, lots of cars.
那他就心里在想，
and he thought to himself,
我到底要往哪里去？
Which direction should I go to?
我到底是要信耶稣还是怎么样？我不知道。
Should I believe in Christ or what else should I do? I don't know.
当他在想的时候，
when he was thinking this,
他没有在睡觉。
He wasn't asleep.
突然间他什么都看不见了。
Suddenly, he could not see anything.
哎呀，怎么这样？
So, what's happening?
我没有在睡觉啊。
I'm not sleeping.
怎么，他就看到一条路在他前面。
He suddenly saw a path appear before him.
他是坐着的哦，可他变成站着的。
He was sitting down, but in this vision, he was standing up.
只有一条路。
There was only one path.
他说这旁边的花草还蛮漂亮的哈。
He said the flowers and the grass were very pretty.
他就走在这条路上。
And he was walking on this path.
他就发现后面有一个人跟着。
And he sensed that there was someone following him.
他不知道后面这个人是谁。
He didn't know who that was.
不过他不怕。
But he was unafraid.
他走到哪里，那个人就跟到哪里。
But no matter where he walked, that person followed him.
一直走到一个地方啊。
Until he came to a place.
要下坡了。
And was going downhill.
那下坡的时候啊。
Going downhill.
哈，他就站在那个地方看。
And he was looking down.
哎，他就发现下面一个非常非常漂亮的城市。
And he saw that there was a very beautiful city.
啊，什么都有。
And it was very well organized.
不过里面有庙啊，哈，有什么都有了哈，就是一个中国式的城市。
It was a Chinese type of city because there were temples and so forth.
因为只有一条路，所以他要走下去。
Because there was only one path and he was heading down.
当他要走下去的时候
，When he was about to go down,
后面就是这个人就讲话了。
Then the person behind him spoke.
你不要走下去哦。
Don't go down.
你不要走下去。
Don't go down.
你走下去就回不来了。
If you go down, you cannot return.
他就吓一跳了。
And he was startled.
我不走下去。
I shouldn't go down.
那我要去走到哪里去呢？
Then where do I go to?
只有一条路啊。
There's only one way.
这个时候突然间从那前面有另外一条路上去，就是本来一条路下去的，那他一条路就上去。
And suddenly before him, there was another path that appeared that had, was going uphill.
哇，他就看到上面一个走那个路的尽头一个非常漂亮的城堡，
then,
很漂亮，白色发光，很漂亮，那个门也很大。
And he saw at the end of this path there was a very tall castle.That's brilliant white, and even the gate is very tall.
他说很气派了哈。
And he said it was really grand, very grand.
不过那个路很小。
But that road was very narrow.
他就想说，那我不下去，那我就上去。
He said, well, since I can't go down, let me go up.
他就走上去。
He went up.
哎，他明明在走路。
He was walking.
哎，又看到突然间那个异象不见了，他又看到前面很多病患啊，车子在走路了，在那边走。
Then suddenly that vision disappeared and he came back and he saw lots of patients coming in and out, many cars.
他想了一下。
And he thought to himself.
他知道啊，我要去哪里，我知道了。
Then he suddenly dawned on him, he knew where he was going.
后来他回来教会，他就回到教会来慕道。
Later he came back to the church to study the truth.
然后后来他就说让他要受洗。
And he decided to be baptized.
不过我有点担心，我不太想替他受洗。
But I was rather anxious for him and didn't want to baptize him.
啊，他就啊，请我去他家。
And he invited me to go to his home.
然后他就跟我讲了这些事情。
And then he told me about this vision.
后来主耶稣让他看到一个证据。
And later, Lord proved to gave him a proof.
什么证据呢？
What kind of proof?
那天晚上他就答应我说他要来晚上要来聚会。
Because that night he promised me to come to the service.
是晚上哦，晚上七点半聚会，所以他七点要出门了。
And the service begins at 7:30, so he had to leave home at 7.
结果啊，他们家二楼的那个，他们家是四层楼的，然后在一楼的那个楼板啊，突然间下滑漏水，下雨啊。
And his home is a four-story building, but suddenly the on the first floor, the ceiling was there's a huge break, a water break.
哇，那好像下雨一样啊。
And it's all like it was raining all over.
他要出门哦。
He was just about to step out the door, and this happened.
不是滴哦，是好像下雨一样。
It wasn't just dripping a little bit, but it was raining, really pouring down.
他告诉我说，本来如果是遇到这样的状况，我一定会留在家里，因为那个不解决不行啊。
He said, if customarily, if was usually he would just stay home and take care of the problem because it was a big problem.
不过他想，我要来跟随耶稣。
But he thought, I want to follow Jesus.
而且我已经跟传道讲好了。
And I already made a promise to.
什么都不可以阻挡我。
Nothing can stop me.
我就是要去找耶稣。
I will go seek the Lord Jesus.
哦，他就去他来教会聚会了。
So he went to church for service.
要回家的时候啊
，On his way home,
他就说我要赶快回家了。我们家淹大水。
He said, "Oh, I have to go home because there is a flooding at my home."
可是非常奇妙哦。
It's very miraculous.
他回到家，对不对
？When he went home,
门一开
，Open the door.
哪里有水
？There is not even a single drop of water.
连水痕也没有。
Not even the signs, any signs of water. Everything was dry.
他要来跟随耶稣。
He wanted to follow Christ.
魔鬼要限制他。
But Satan wanted to prevent him.
魔鬼不让他来跟随耶稣。
He blocked him from coming to Christ.
其实魔鬼，我觉得魔鬼不够聪明啊。
But I felt that Satan is not smart enough.
你这样子，他就更知道耶稣的神的旨意是什么了。
When he did that, it made it even more obvious what God's will was for him.
魔鬼的意思是说，我吓吓你，看能不能你就不要去教会了。
Satan was trying to scare him into not going to church.
他要把你限制住。
He wanted to bound him.
他没有受到限制。
But he was not bounded by those.
所以他就得救了。
And he was saved.
今天我们也是一样啊。
Likewise, we face the same situation.
我们已经被神救出这个限制之外。
We have been delivered away from the bondage.
我们做事不要给魔鬼留地步。
And we should not leave any room for Satan to accuse us from whatever we do.
做什么事情要以主耶稣为最高标准。
Whatever we do, we must consider Jesus Christ to be our top priority.
做什么事都是为了荣耀神来做。
We do everything out of the glory for God.
我们在座有很多年轻人。
Here we have many young people.
我们或许现在在读书，或许现在已经在工作。
Maybe we're in school or we're working now.
我们一定要一个观念。
We must have this concept.
我们做任何事情都是为荣耀神而做。
Whatever we do, we must do so to glorify God.
你读书也是为荣耀神而做。
You study in order to glorify God.
工作也是为荣耀神而做。
You work to glorify God.
今天小弟当传道。
Today I'm a preacher.
我只怕一件事情。
There's only one thing I'm afraid of.
就是我不能荣耀神。
Is that I cannot glorify God.
就是这样这么简单。
Simple as that.
所以现在我的小朋友在，我小朋友一个九岁，一个十一岁。
So now my children, one is 9, the other 11.
他们在读书了。
They're in school.
我都叫他们叫来。
I would call them forward.
我说，你们为什么读书啊
？I asked them, why do you go to school?
那个老师那个学校老师都教他们说，你们是为自己读书的。
Because their teachers teaching them at school that you're studying for yourself.
所以他们就回答说，我们是为自己读书的。
So they answer, we're studying for ourselves.
我说不对。
No, that's not right.
这样还不够完整。
That is not a complete answer.
还有其他原因。
There are other reasons.
他们就说啊，我那个事实上我那个小儿子他比较有小聪明，他就说，要得到爸爸的喜悦，就是我是为爸爸妈妈读书的，这很厉害。
So the younger son who's a smarter, so he said, I'm studying to please my mom and dad.
不过他碰错爸爸了，所以我从来不认为说他需要为我读书。
But he, that's not how I think.
我就跟他说，你爸爸妈妈没有那么伟大，你们不需要为爸爸妈妈读书，不需要。
So I told him, no, your parents is not so great that you have to study for their sake.
我说你们在现场看。
Now think it some more.
你们要为谁读书？
Who are you studying for?
他们想不出来。
And the answer eluded him.
我跟他们讲，你们要为主耶稣读书。
I told them that you have to study for Jesus Christ.
今天你可以读书是主耶稣让你读的。
Today you are able to go to school because Jesus allowed you to.
你以后要做什么事情，那我不知道。
In the future, I don't know what kind of career you're going to take.
主耶稣要带你们到哪里，我不知道。
I don't know where Lord Jesus will take you.
不过我知道你要为主耶稣读书。
But I know that you have to study for Christ.
你如果好胆，你如果不读书
，If you dare not to study,
我真的跟你讲，你如果好胆不会，你如果说好胆不认真读书
，If you have this, if you dare not to study, study well,
你给我试试看。
You just try it.
你不是为我读的。
You're not studying for me.
我从来不去过问他们成绩几分，我从来不知道他们成绩是几分的。
I never question them what their report cards grades are.
不过你只要让我看到你没有在认真读书。
But as long as you let me see that you're not studying hard,
你就对不起神。
Then you're disrespecting God.
所以我女儿她在练钢琴，我就跟她讲。
So when my daughter was practicing piano, I told her,
我不打算让你当什么音乐家的。
I don't plan on you becoming a musician.
我也不准你当音乐家，这是我个人的那个，我跟她关系的哈。我就说我不要你当音乐家。
And I don't want you to become a musician.
This 我们也没有那个能力。
We don't have that financial ability.
不过我现在弹钢琴只有一个目的。
But today, when you practice the piano, you only have one purpose,
就是荣耀神,
which is to glorify God,
就是为神服侍, 就是服侍神,
in order to serve God.
所以每次她弹钢琴，我问她说，你为什么弹钢琴?
So every time she plays the piano, I ask her, why do you play piano?
她就说，服侍神。
She would answer, to serve God.
我说，我如果在教会里面听到哪一个老师说你不服侍神，你给我试试看。
So I warn her, if I hear from any of your teachers from church saying that you're not serving God, just try it.
我不是美国式的爸爸妈妈啦，我不是美国式的爸爸，是就是，不是就不是，我跟你讲得很清楚。
I'm not a father of the American society, so I'm very strict with them. They have to follow accordingly.
我要求的不很高。
My demands are not very high.
可是我希望的儿女心中只有神。
But my wish to them is that there will be God in their heart.
他们从小就知道，他们做什么事都是为了神。
Ever since young, they knew that everything they do is to glorify God.
爸爸只是陪你们长大。
And as a father, I only accompany you as you grow up.
我是代管者。
I'm a mere steward.
神把你们赐给我。
God gave all of gave you to me.
我的任务是什么？
What is my mission?
把你们带到神的面前。
To bring you before God.
我希望把眼光放远一点。
I wish that you can put set your sights further away.
各位弟兄姐妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们靠着基督只在今生有指望，
if in this life only that we have hope in Jesus Christ,
我们的眼光只放在这个世界，
and we only focus on this world,
你可以给他的是什么？
What can we possibly give them?
25年的希望，
only 25 years of hope,
50年的希望，
or 50 years of hope.
接着呢？
And after that, what then?
曾经有一个妈妈来找我，
once a mother came to me,
她说传道我错了。
She said, preacher, I'm wrong.
我说你怎么错了？
What wrong have you done?
以前我没有听传道的话。
Before I didn't listen to the preacher's words.
不是我的，是别的传道早期传道的话。
Not his words, but the earlier preacher's words.
他说以前传道告诉我。
The preacher in the past told me.
要带我的孩子来教会认识神。
To bring my children before God to recognize him.
一切应该以神为优先。
And must consider God as top priority.
我认为没有关系，他还小。
I felt that it's okay because they're so young.
现在比较注重的是读书。
Now I should put my emphasis on studying.
然后以后还有好的职业。
In the future, they have good career.
等到他也有好的职业。
Once they have good jobs.
职业稳定了。
And they're stabilized.
我再来勉励他，应该多多来服侍神。
And I will encourage them to serve God more.
我说哦，那后来呢？
Then later, what happened?
对，我儿子有很好的职业。
It's true that my son has an excellent career.
也读很好的学校。
And also went to good school.
当然他毕业，所以有很好的职业。
Because he graduated, so he has a good job.
可是我现在跟我的儿子讲。
But now when I tell my son,
你应该来服侍神。
You should come and serve God.
他告诉我神是谁。
He told me, who is God?
他小时候我教导他，他应该好好读书。
When he was small, I teach him that you had to study well.
因为他小，所以他愿意听。
Because he was young and he was willing to listen.
现在大了。
Now he's old.
我叫他要来服侍神。
I tell him to come serve God.
他跟我讲神是谁。
He asked me, who is God?
那个妈妈很伤心。
And that mother was in very grief.
她跟我讲。
She told me.
我现在年纪大了。
Now I'm old.
我什么需要？我现在需要什么？
What do
I need? 我什么都有了啦。
I have everything.
我现在只需要一个东西。
There's only one thing I need.
我的儿子可以得救。
That my son can be saved.
我跟神，我不要什么，我什么都不要了。
I don't want anything else.
那些对我来讲都没有意义的。
Because everything else means nothing to me.
我只跟神求一件事啊。
I only ask God of one thing.
我的儿子可以得救就好了。
That my son can be saved. That's all I care.
我说，那你要祷告。
Then you have to pray.
以前你有多大的用多大的力量来帮助你儿子读书，你就用多大的力量来祷告吧。
In the past.However much effort you put in to help him study, now do the same thing to bring him to God.
主耶稣若怜悯,
if Lord is willing,
大家都高兴,
and everyone will be happy.
主耶稣若不怜悯,
if Lord is not merciful,
我们要学着接受,
then we have to accept the fact.
因为主耶稣早就派传道跟你讲了。
Because the Lord Jesus had long sent preacher to warn you.
你有一天会后悔的。
One day you will regret.
你不相信。
You don't believe.
那现在怎么办呢？
Now what do you do?
你来问我怎么办？
And you ask me what to do.
我也不知道要怎么办啊。
I don't know what you should do.
我可以去跟他讲。
I can explain it to him.
他问你说神是谁？
When he asked you who is God.
他连神都不怕了。
He's not even afraid of God.
我是神的小小传道工人。
I'm merely a small steward of God.
我去，他就问你说你是谁啊？
When I go to him, he would just say, who do you think you are?
你是读哈佛的吗？
Are you from Harvard?
你现在是在微软公司上班吗？
Are you working in Microsoft?
你有比我聪明吗？
Are you smarter than me?
你要来跟我讲，我还跟你讲呢。
You wanted to lecture me? How about I'll lecture you?
我说我也没办法。
So I'm really incapable.
我因为我不太会读书，我不是读哈佛的。
Because I'm not a school type material, I didn't go to Harvard.
我以前没有在微软公司上过班。
And I didn't go to a Fortune 500 company.
很抱歉。
So I'm sorry.
我只能这样讲。
And this is all I can say.
我可以为你祷告。
I can pray for you.
主耶稣如果怜悯。
And if the Lord Jesus is willing.
我们俩就高兴了。
Then you'll be happy.
主耶稣在忧愁什么？
What was Lord Jesus sorrowful about?
人的有限性。
The limitation of human life.
人会死亡。
One day we will face death.
当然，我们在谈到主耶稣的忧愁的时候。
Of course, when we speak of Lord Jesus' sorrow.
我们直接来谈另外一个忧愁好了。
Let's skip to another sorrow.
我们来看这个约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章二十七节。
John 12 verse 27.
这是耶稣的第二个忧愁了。
This is Lord Jesus' second sorrow.
我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这个时候。但我原是为这个时候来的。这个是耶稣记载啊，这是约翰福音里面记载第二个耶稣的忧愁。
This is the second sorrow recorded in the book of John.
耶稣说我现在心里忧愁。
Lord Jesus says, now my heart is troubled.
甚至耶稣说我不知道要讲什么话。
And Jesus said, I'm speechless.
他说父啊救我脱离这个时候啊。
My father, please save me from this hour.
但我是为这个时候来的。
But I came for this very reason.
那耶稣为什么忧愁？
Then why was he troubled?
因为耶稣知道他的时候到了。
For he knew his time had came.
他为了人类的罪要被钉在十字架上。
For the human sins, he was going to be nailed on the cross.
有几个希腊人来找耶稣。
There were some Greek who came to Christ.
说我们愿意见耶稣。
He said, we are willing to see Christ.
耶稣要得到荣耀了。
And Christ is going to be glorified.
耶稣知道他所要受的苦。
Lord Jesus knew the pain and suffering he had to go through.
所以他就心里忧愁。
And he was troubled.
他说我是为这个时候来的。
He said, I came for this very reason.
可是我心里忧愁。
And yet my heart is troubled.
因为他要面对的困难太大了。
For the pain and suffering that he was going to face is too great.
人都是有尊严的。
Human beings all have dignities.
耶稣是神啊。
And Lord Jesus is God.
他从来没有受过这么大的耻辱。
And he had never gone through this kind of huge humiliation.
谁敢骂神？
Who dares to rebuke God?
如果神不高兴，
If God is upset,
谁敢抵挡神？
Who can oppose God?
没有人啊。
No one.
自古到今，
From ancient till now,
神说要光就有光。
God says, let there be light, there is light.
神说要洪水就有洪水。
God says, let there be flood, there is flood.
神说要变乱口音就变乱口音。
God says, alter the languages and that happened.
你哪一个人，哪一个力量可以来抵挡神呢？
Who can possibly oppose God?
他是唯一的神。
He is the only one God.
可是他现在面对的是什么？
But what was he facing?
他要被人家羞辱。
He was going to be humiliated.
他要被人家吐口水。
He was going to be spat upon.
他要被人家鞭打。
He was going to be whipped.
他要被人家钉在十字架上。
He was going to be nailed on the cross.
他要被他自己的门徒背叛。
He was going to be betrayed by his own disciples.
那是人类所有的苦难他都要接受了。
And he had to accept all these tribulations of life.
所以他那个时候很忧愁啊。
This is why he was deeply troubled.
很不安啊。
And you're uneasy.
其实这是一段祷告词。
This is a prayer.
耶稣是公开的祷告的。
And Lord Jesus was praying in openly.
如果耶稣没有公开的祷告，这些人不知道，绝对不会知道耶稣有这一段的祷告。
If Jesus did not pray openly, then his disciples would not know about this prayer.
耶稣虽然那个时候心里忧愁啊。
And even though Lord Jesus was deeply troubled.
可是啊，他没有隐藏他的忧愁。
But he did not hide his sorrow.
他没有隐藏他的软弱。
He did not hide his weakness.
他说：“我说什么才好呢？”
He said, "What should I say?"
就你。求你救我脱离这个时候啊。
Should I pray for you to deliver me out of this hour?
可是我是为这个时候来的。
But I came for this very reason.
人都有软弱。
Humans are all weak.
主耶稣在这个地方显出他的软弱来。
Here, Lord Jesus revealed his weakness.
主耶稣没有隐藏他的软弱。
He did not hide his weakness away.
人都会软弱。
All people are weak.
就是保罗也会软弱。
Even Paul was weak.
当人软弱的时候
，When people are weak,
你不要觉得害怕。
Don't be afraid.
你不要觉得丢脸。
Don't feel humiliated.
你要能够站得起来。
Because we have to be able to stand firm.
所以你不要隐藏软弱。
So we should not hide our weakness.
我们看罗马书第七章。
Turn to Romans 7.
罗马书第七章二十三节。
Romans 7.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
但我觉得肢体中另有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。二十四节。
24.
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？这是保罗的祷告。
This is Paul's prayer.
他说啊，我觉得肢体中有另外一个律和我心中的律交战啊。
He felt that in his inner being that there was two laws fighting against him.
我知道什么是对的。
He knew what was right.
我也想去做。
He wanted to do it.
可是心中有另外一个律告诉我不要去做。
But there's another law within him telling him not to do it.
就好像我们要来参加灵恩会。
Just like today we come to attend a special competition.
我也知道要来参加灵恩会啊。
I know it's the right thing to attend.
我也知道灵恩会从礼拜五开始啊。
I know that it started from Friday.
我也知道我有很多假可以拿。
I know I have many vacations I can take.
不是吗？
Isn't that right?
我什么都知道。
I know everything.
其实我知道站在神这边，我应该做什么事情，我也知道。
I know if I stand on the side of God, what things I should do. I know that.
有另外一个声音告诉我。
But there's another voice telling me.
一定要这样吗？
Are you sure you need to do this?
一定要九点就到教会吗？
Do you need to come to church at 9?
哎呀，我九点二十再去不好。哎，我们是祷告会是九点嘛哈。我九点半到去，再去等到传道讲完，我再去祷告，不好吗
？If I go at 9:30 after the preacher had finished his message, isn't that better?
我礼拜五不要去，我礼拜六再去也是一样灵恩会啊。
If I skip Friday and go on Saturday, it's still the spiritual convocation.
不一定要这样啦。
Well, I don't necessarily have to do that.
主耶稣怜悯我啦。
Lord Jesus, have mercy on me.
其实人就是在心里面交战啊。
So we see this kind of.Fighting within us.
当然我们知道啊。
Of course we know.
可是有人会听这边的，有人会听那边的。
But some people will listen to this voice or the other voice.
本来就是这样。
And this is how it works.
我们不用隐藏心里面的那些软弱。
We shouldn't have to hide away our inner weaknesses.
我也从来不隐藏我心里的软弱。
And I never hide my weaknesses.
没有信心我就说对不起，我没有信心。
And if I have no faith, I would say I have no faith.
我还要再祷告一下。
I need to pray some more.
我跟弟兄姐妹就是这样。
This is how I interact with the brothers and sisters.
我不是神。
Because I'm not God.
我是神的工人。
I'm merely the servant of God.
神他主耶稣他都没有隐藏他的软弱了。
Even Jesus himself did not hide his weakness.
保罗也没有隐藏他的软弱啊。
Paul didn't do so either.
哇，保罗建立这么多的教会。
Paul was able to establish so many churches.
行过这么多的神迹。
And he performed so many miracles.
保罗会软弱。
Paul can be weak.
怎么不会？
Yeah, definitely.
保罗说：“我心中有另外一个律啊。”
Paul says that there is another law working within me.
问题不是在软弱。
The question is not a matter of being weak.
问题在得胜。
The issue is becoming sanctified.
每个人都会软弱。
Everyone will be weak.
你不要跟我讲你不会软弱。
You don't boast to me that you will not be weak.
如果你跟我讲你不会软弱。
If you tell me that you've never been weak.
那就是表示你根本不了解你自己。
That means you never understood yourself.
约翰一书怎么跟我们说？
What does 1 John tell us?
如果任何人有说我没有罪。
If anyone claims that he has no sin.
他就是说谎的。
Then he is a liar.
人活在这个世界上都会有软弱的。
Because when we live in this world, we have our moment of weaknesses.
有一个传道。
There was a preacher.
他开车在开车。
While he was driving.
结果啊。他就发现前面有一台车啊。
And he found there was a car ahead of him.
那台车本来在他后面啊。
The car originally was behind him.
他开得好好的。
And he was just going along his way.
咻就超过他。
And that car overtook him.
哦，他就吓一跳。
And it startled him.
怎么这种开车的啊。
He said, oh, well, how come this guy is driving so this
way? 那接着发生什么事你知道吗？
What happened later?
前面那台车就把那个车窗啊，现在电动的车窗就打开。
So the car in front rolled down his window.
就丢东西出来。
And threw trash away.
就一丢啊，就怎么那么尴尬？就丢到他的挡风玻璃呀、啊。
And that trash landed right at his windshield.
那里面什么都有，还有水啊，还有什么不知道什么东西，什么牛奶什么的，啪！哇，他什么都看不见啊。
And it was a big splatter of milk and other trash, and he suddenly could not see.
传道虽然脾气很好，可是也没有那好到那样子啊。
And even though, as a preacher, he has good temper, but that really tested his patience.
他就先停下来啊，把弄弄啊。
So he first pulled over and then cleaned all the trash away.
没看没人去，真的是 他就冲过去啊，我就是要看那个人是谁。
And then he rushed and tried to pick up to that person, see who
he was. 哇，他就是赶，哎，赶到那台车的后面了。
So he drove very fast until he caught up.
他就跑到那另外一个车道哈，他要看这个人到底是谁。
And he wanted to find out who is this person.
他开，他就把车窗摇起来。
And he drove right alongside him and then rolled down the window.
他要看清楚那个人是谁。
And he wanted to take a very clear look who was that person.
他本来要骂人啊。
Originally, he was even ready to scold.
他就不骂人了。
But when he saw that, he stopped.
因为那是某间教会的教务。
Because that was a council member of a certain church.
那个教务啊，看到，诶，怎么有一台车在那旁边嘛，对不对？
And that council member saw, how come there's a car next to me?
怎么有个人在看我？
And why was he staring at me?
他车窗摇起来。
And he also rolled down his window.
啊，传道你好。
And said, oh, preacher, how are you?
传道这眼诶。
And the preacher was he just couldn't
be upset. 很生气啊。
He was very upset.
听道理听到这样子的吗？
How can you listen to the messages and behave like this?
做人可以做这样子的吗？
Can you live like this?
基督徒可以这样吗？
Can a Christian live like this?
可是因为自己人。
But because his own people.
啊，传道就摇头。
And he shook his head in
disbelief. 基督徒不可以这样啊，虽然他这个跟得救是没有绝对关系啊，可是基督徒不可以这样。
He said, even though this has nothing to do with salvation, but as a Christian, this is not how you should behave.
唉，真的是，有时候我们，有时候哈，传道也是会软弱，对不对？
Because even as a preacher, we also have our moment of weakness.
当我们在生活当中啊，
while in life,
我们会有内心的挑战啊，对不对？
We will encounter inner struggles.
人都会做错事的。
Because there are times that we make mistakes.
你说传道这个负责人，他教牧负责人，他怎么可以这样做？
So we might say, how can this board member behave himself like this?
有人说啊，传道你在小题大做啊，这样做是错的，可是也没有那么严重嘛。
You might say, this is no big deal, even though it's not right, but it's no big deal.
你说这不是罪吗？
Don't you think this is sin?
连那个交通警察都不能忍受的错误。
This is something that even a traffic police cannot tolerate.
那你说它不是一个错误吗？
Don't you think that is something wrong?
人都会有软弱的啦。
Because human beings will always have weaknesses.
我们错，我们要懂得悔改。一个基督徒哦，不是说我们在面对神的时候才是这样，我们在生活当中就是这样。
As a Christian, we should not only repent before God, but also repent before others.
所以我这次来美国啊，很多人载过我。
This time when I came to America, a lot of people drove me.
那他们做了很多的安全的动作。
And they do a lot of safety precautions.
他很怕说我从台湾来的不了解，他们都会跟我解释说，哎，传道，我为什么现在在这样做啊？我们这样做的目的是在什么地方？这样子。
And they would explain to me why they do these precautions.
哎，我觉得我们弟兄姐妹还蛮遵守交通规则的，这是好的啦。
And I felt that our brothers and sisters are very law-abiding citizens. This is good.
人都会软弱。
People will always be weak.
当我们软弱的时候，我们不要去隐藏我们的软弱。
When we in our moment of weakness, we should not hide it.
软弱就软弱嘛。
We are weak. We are weak.
我们的确会软弱嘛。
Because we are human.
主耶稣也软弱，保罗也软弱啊。
Lord Jesus, Paul himself, they all had that moment of weakness.
重点是我们怎么样从软弱上爬起来，那个才是重点。
The important thing is how do we get up from our weakness.
保罗是怎么得胜的？
How did Paul prevail?
我们看第七章二十五节。
Chapter Romans 7 verse 25.
感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离的。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
保罗是靠主耶稣基督的。
Paul relied upon Jesus Christ.
他靠主耶稣给他力量。
He relied upon Christ to give him power.
这当中有一个意义存在的。
There is a meaning in this.
我们看回来约翰福音第十二章。
Turn back to John chapter 16.
十二章。
John chapter 12.
十二章的二十八节
，verse 28。
为什么他们都可以胜过
？How come all of them can prevail？
保罗说他是依靠神，依靠主耶稣。
Paul says that he prevailed through Jesus Christ。
二十八节
，verse 28。
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
Father, glorify your name。
刚才我有讲过这句话。
I had mentioned this statement before。
我们怎么胜过
？How do we overcome？
当我们在心里有挣扎的时候
，when there is inner struggle，
在我们在软弱的时候
，in our moment of weakness，
你怎么胜过
？How do you overcome？
很简单
，very easy，
荣耀神
，glorify God。
我做任何事，我就是要荣耀神。
Anything I do must glorify God。
我就是要让神的名得到荣耀。
I must allow God's name be uplifted。
当我心里在交战的时候
，when there's inner struggle，
你要告诉你自己
，you have to tell yourself，
我做哪样可以荣耀神
？Which thing I do will glorify God。
你就做哪一样
，then you do that。
你就能够超脱
，then you are able to transcend。
你就能够得救。
You can be saved.
所以各位弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们不要让圣，我们不要让耶稣来忧愁。
We should not grieve our Lord Jesus.
在我们人生当中，我们会有很多很多的决定。
Because there are many decisions we need to make in this life.
我们都是受过神的主耶稣的印记，神的印记了。
We have all been sealed by Jesus Christ.
今天圣灵已经在我们的心中。
Today, Holy Spirit dwells in our heart.
在以弗所书第四章告诉我们
Ephesians chapter 4 tells us
不要让神的圣灵担忧
that we should not grieve God's Holy Spirit
我们原是受了他的印记的
for we have received the seal
我们现在等候得赎的日子来到
now we are waiting for the Lord's day to arrive
不要因为自己的软弱让自己不能得救
do not allow our own weaknesses to prevent us from being saved
软弱没有关系
it's okay to be weak
你软弱你就跟你最亲近的人讲
when you're weak you tell your closest loved one.
你们可以一起祷告。
You can pray together.
你千万不要一个人独自承受。
Do not try to fight it out by yourself.
有时候你就会因为这样倒下来了。
Because you will stumble and be crushed.
弟兄姐妹可以在一起互相帮助的。
Brothers and sisters can work together.
当然，我们弟兄姐妹哦，我们自己要有一个应该有的水准呢。
Of course, as brothers and sisters, we need to have some basic common sense.
当别人来跟我们讲他的软弱的时候，不要到处去说。
When other people come to reveal his weaknesses, don't spread about.
我们听到了，我们安静为他祷告。
When we have heard this, and we just pray for that person in silence.
我们不要成为广播电台。
Let us not become broadcasting stations.
那不是一件有爱心的事情。
That is not a loving deed.
如果说弟兄姐妹他信任我们，他们跟我们讲。
If brothers and sisters, they trust us and reveal us their inner secret.
如果真的没有办法，我们可以建议他跟长老执事讲。
If we cannot help them, we should suggest to them that you should talk to elders, deacons.
你比较是信任哪一个长老执事？
Whichever elder deacon that you trust more.
或你跟哪一个长老执事可以讲的比较能够沟通？
Or the person who can communicate better with you.
我们可以去找长老执事。
We can go seek out the counsel.
如果传道在，也可以找传道。
Or seek out the preacher's counsel.
那我相信我们的长老执事，我们的传道都是有一定的水准的。
And I'm sure all the preachers, elders, deacons have certain level of standard.
他不会去成为广播电台。
They will not become broadcasting station.
他会成我们最好祷告的助手。
They will become our best partners in prayer.
今天我们可以靠着主耶稣基督。
Today we can rely upon Jesus Christ.
我们还有很多人可以帮助我们。
And there are many others who can help us.
不过我们不管到最后，我们的最后的决定就是要荣耀神。
But regardless of whatever decision we make, we have to glorify God.
你就不会让主耶稣忧愁了。
Then we will not grieve Jesus.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们活在这个世界上，让主耶稣忧愁，对我们来讲是没有好处的。
When we live in this world and we grieve Jesus, it doesn't do us any good.
主耶稣忧愁一定有原因。
There is reason why Jesus become grieved.
主耶稣忧愁都是为了我们。
He's sorrowful for our sake.
我们所做的决定，我们所做的事，如果可以让主耶稣喜悦
，If whatever we do can really delight Jesus,
不管这个决定多么困难
，regardless of how difficult that decision is,
对我们绝对都是有益处的。
It will definitely bring us benefit.
不要让耶稣忧愁。
Let's not grieve Jesus.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
450首。
450。
我们来这边是要来打一场胜仗的。
We came here to fight a victorious battle.
神不是要我们来这边打败仗的。
The Lord did not intend for us to be failures.
打胜仗不困难。
It's not hard to be victorious.
你看有多少我们的前辈。
We see there are many forebears before us.
小弟从小到大看过很多人。
Ever since youth until now, I've seen so many people.
他们都已经离开这个世界了。
They have long departed from this world.
我曾经去，因为我们教会的弟兄姐妹在台南这个地方，我的故乡，他们都是葬在同一个地区的哈。
And because I live in Tainan, and most of the people that I know are from this area.
他们有的是住，这是那个区，有时候这么区，哪每一区都好几百个这样子哈。
And usually each area has hundreds of members.
有一次小弟去坟墓了，去那个我们教会的就是坟墓区里面。
Oh, excuse me, it's a cemetery plot. So once I went to the cemetery plot.
然后小弟就看到一个坟墓上这样写。
And so I saw on the tombstone it had this inscription.
我们看提摩太后书吧。
Turn to 2 Timothy.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
第四章第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。第八节。
Verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按公义审判的主到那日要赐给我的，不但要赐给我，也赐给那凡爱慕他显现的人。他那个坟墓上就是这样写，那个墓碑上就是这样写。
And this was the inscription on the tombstone.
我看了，我认识这个人。
And I knew this person.
我看了很感动。
When I saw the inscription, I was deeply touched.
我就这样想。
And I thought to myself,
如果有一天我死掉了，
if one day I were to pass away,
耶稣把我调到天国去了，调到乐园去了。
The Lord Jesus reassigns me to bring me to the paradise.
人家如果人在我墓碑上刻上这一段的经文。
And if someone were to write down this inscription on my tombstone,
多么美好的一件事情！
How beautiful that would be!
这本来就是我们的目标。
Because this is our ultimate goal.
不是只有保罗可以得到啊！
It's not just Paul who can obtain.
这是赐给凡慕爱慕神显现的人的，耶稣显现的人的。
It's for everyone who loves God.
谁爱慕神，耶稣显现。
Who loves for the revealing of Christ?
我们所有这边的人。
All of us here.
我们都是要得胜的。
For we are all to be victorious.
各位，这是一场征战。
And this is a battle.
我们一定会赢。
We will be victorious.
只要你不落队，你就会赢。
As long as you don't fall behind, then you will win.
所以不要落队。
So don't fall behind.
教会怎么走，我们就跟着教会走。
However, the church walks, then you follow suit.
主耶稣会给这些长执智慧的。
For Jesus Christ will give wisdom to the elder deacons.
我们互相代祷。
And we need to pray for one another.
主耶稣会帮助我们。
And Lord Jesus Christ will help us.
我们一起走。
Let's walk together
走向胜利
and walk toward victory.
不过这个需要祷告
but this requires prayer.
没有祷告，教会没有办法前进
without prayer, we cannot progress forward.
我们是神的军队
we are the mighty army of God.
神的军队一定要祷告
and the army of God must pray.
你充满神的灵
because you're filled with God's spirit.
你就打赢了
then you will be victorious.
打仗不是人多的人一定会赢啊
the victory does not fall to those who are more in number.
打仗是士气高的那边赢啊
Victory belongs to those who are higher in spirit.
今天我们如果圣灵充满了
If today we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
主耶稣跟我们同在了
and Lord Jesus is with us,
我们看到神跟我们同行了
we can see that God abides with us,
我们士气高昂
then we will be, our spirit will be lifted.
有打不赢的吗
then can any battle be too difficult for us?
没有那打不赢的
there's not one battle that cannot be overcome.
因为我们的元帅是主耶稣基督
for our chief is Jesus Christ himself.
不是一般的人
He is no ordinary people.
我们现在用二十分钟来祷告。
We're going to pray for 20 minutes.
然后我们祷告的时候
，during the prayer，
我们除为等一下的这个圣礼祷告以外
，besides praying for the Holy Communion coming on，
我们要跟主耶稣讲
，we need to tell Lord Jesus，
神啊，我们要跟随你。
God, we will follow you.
我愿意用我的心来跟随你。
I'm willing to follow you with all my heart.
我愿意以你为荣耀。
I'm willing to glorify you in everything.
我们要荣耀你。
We need to glorify you.
我们愿意改变我们。这修正我们的脚步
We are willing to correct our steps
不让主耶稣来忧愁
No longer grieve you
我们每一个人要这样祷告
We must pray in this way
每一个人跟神的关系都不一样
Everyone's relationship to God
is different 我们自己跟神讲
And we need to tell God ourselves
我们跟神建立很好的关系
We need to establish good relationship with God
你会发现你的生命会改变
And you will find that your life will be transformed
这个就是我的生命
This is my life
为什么后来我愿意来当传道
Why is it that I'm willing to dedicate myself as a preacher
我曾经跟某一个传道讲
I once told a preacher,
当我叫我当传道
to tell me become a preacher?
门都没有
No way.
不可能
It's impossible.
当传道
I will not be a preacher.
后来我来当传道，那个传道一直笑我
But later on, once I dedicate myself, that preacher was laughing at me all the way.
没有关系啊，笑就笑啊。我以前那是就是这样。
It's okay if he laughs at me. That's the way I am.
主耶稣教导我很多。
For Jesus had taught me many lessons.
我看过主耶稣的爱。
I've seen the love of Christ.
随主一步一步的带领我。
And step by step, He guided my way.
我学习跟主耶稣在一起。
I learned to abide with Jesus.
当然有机会再讲这方面的哈。
I will tell you some other time.
你祷告哈，你可以发现主耶稣就在你旁边。
When you pray, you can discover that Jesus is right next to you.
当你跟主耶稣感情很好的时候。
When you enjoy such a close relationship with Christ.
祷告是一件很美好的事。
Prayer is a very beautiful thing.
要接受按手祷告的。
If you wish to receive laying of hands,
要求胆量的
wish to pray for a boldness,
要求恩赐的
to pray for talents,
不管你要求什么
regardless what you pray for,
你到前面来祷告
come forward,
主耶稣知道
Jesus knows,
到前面来祷告是对神的一种宣告
when you come before God to pray, you are declaring to God,
我可以在后面祷告，可以啊，主耶稣都垂听
It's all right. I can pray in the back, and Jesus will hear your prayer.
我为什么愿意到前面来祷告
？Why am I willing to come to the front？
因为我要向神宣告。
Because I want to declare to God.
有一件事情我要跟主耶稣很慎重来讲。
There's something very serious, and I need to solemnly tell Jesus.
主耶稣知道我们的心情。
Jesus knows our heart.
再加上我们圣职人员的代祷。
And plus the laying of hand from the elder deacons.
愿主耶稣带领大家。
And may Lord Jesus guide everybody.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.